Welcome to episode 309 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I am Ben Briggs. Boom. It is Sunday as ever, people. Sunday, the 8th of October, 2023. The year's going fast, etc., etc. Boom. Let's get into it. I hope you're doing well out there, people. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're enjoying, like, particularly in this country. Holy shit, the UK, the Indian summer that we seem to be having at the moment. It is fucking glorious. Been glorious today out there, people. Lovely, beautiful weather for October. So, very strange things happen. Bring it on, that's what I say. Bring on global warming. I know that's a controversial thing, but who wants to freeze their fucking tits off in October when you could be basking in glorious sunshine as we have been today? Fuck those people. Destroy the ozone layer, bring back CFC gases. That's what I say. I want it to be a little bit warm for me, you know? Reduced heating bills. That's the thing they don't say about global warming. Global warming actually saves you money. I know some places are going to get flooded, but, you know, I live in the middle, slap bang in the middle of the country, in Northampton, a landlocked county. As far away from the sea as you can get. I am saving a fucking fortune on heating bills, electricity, you know. I'm just saying that maybe global warming does have some benefits to it as well, especially if you live in a changeable climate as I do. Obviously, if you're living in a warm country, it's not going to be good for you. Stock up on the Factor 50. That would be my recommendation to anybody out there in a warm country. But here, where it rains a lot and gets quite cold in winter, not too cold. We're not like Siberia cold here. But it gets quite cold, you know. I quite like the idea of a warm winters. Fuck that. I know I've said before on the podcast, I like the seasons, but, you know, fuck all that when it comes to paying electricity bills, doesn't it? For keeping your heating on. We don't need that anymore. Come on, everyone, get in your car. Don't car share anymore. Don't recycle. Throw your shit directly into rivers. You know, use as many deodorant spray cans. Smoke. That's what you want to do. Take up smoking. Get this weather warm. Save yourself. There's a financial crisis on at the moment, as there always seems to be a financial crisis on. I'm saving a fucking fortune. Usually, I've got the heating on this time of year. Me now. As you cannot see on here, I am wearing flip-flops and shorts. Nobody needs to see that. Yeah? Nobody needs to see that. But just take my word for it. I am wearing flip-flops and shorts with a fucking jumper on. I don't even need the jumper on. I'm just wearing it for aesthetic reasons. That's it. So it looks better on the podcast. Anyway. This is, it's been a nice week. It's been all right, isn't it? I was gigging last night on Saturday night. I was in near Nottingham, Bulwell. Holy fucking shit. What are you doing up there, Ben? Making people laugh, you motherfuckers. That's what I'm doing. Holy shit. It was a nice gig above like a coffee shop stroke bar. I think it was a micro pub. There's a lot of micro pubs popping up all over the place, isn't there? Nobody wants a normal pub anymore, or micro brewery, I should say. It was a micro brewery pub. Nobody wants a normal brewery anymore. Everybody just fucking creams their knickers for a micro brewery these days. Which essentially is somebody who's got a couple of barrels of beer that they make themselves and then buy the rest in. Is that it? That seems to be the case, but they love a fucking gig. I tell you that. They have space. I have gigged in microbreweries, in the warehouse of microbreweries. I have gigged in like the little pub bit of a microbrewery. This was upstairs in the tea room. A tea room in a microbrewery? Surely, Ben, you're crazy. No, this happened. It was kind of an L-shaped room as well, which is always a bit weird because you've got that angle and then the other angle you've got to play to as well. You're in like the V shape of the L-shaped room. It was a really fun gig, to be perfectly honest. Matty Oxley, who books it, holy fucking shit. And a few of the other acts I hadn't seen before, I don't think, although I'm racking my brains. The MC I had, Tommy Tomsky, the MC, did really well, who's apparently giving up. Just another loss to the comedy world. He did a fucking top job. I always find it a bit weird. I don't really know what to say when people say that they're quitting and giving up comedy. I don't know. It's always a weird sort of thing. And I have seen a lot over the years, people. Many have gone. Many have suggested that I do. Why don't you just quit, Ben? Because I'm fucking stubborn. That's why. And I've got stuff to say. And whether people want to fucking hear that or not, I'm going to fucking say it. There we go. It was a nice gig. I was asked to do a little bit longer, 25 minutes. I did 25. And then I said I had another bit to that I could do. And they said about an encore. And then they kept sort of like interrupting at the end a little bit. In a nice way. But it got over the 25 minutes and I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm not going to bother. Ah, dear. Do your allotted time, Ben. That's it. Leave them wanting more. That's what I was on about. Driving to the gig was sweet. It was so nice last night. It was such a nice evening. I just had like a short sleeve. I had my sleeves rolled up on my shirt, black shirt, obviously, black jeans as well. Holy fucking shit. Who do you think you are, Ben? Johnny Cash. Yeah. Is that who you want to be? Yeah, I kind of do. Who wouldn't want to be Johnny Cash? It's a fucking, well, not now, obviously he's dead, but like when he was alive, it's a fucking great life he had. Obviously, if you watch the film, his brother died, but, you know. We've all got our crosses to bear these days, haven't we, people? Everybody's got something wrong with them. So I did that last night. That was kind of fun. I got back late. But it was a nice, fun gig. Let's have a little bit of tea. All those gigs, I think that gig runs about like once every 6 months. And all of those gigs that run that, they become like an event. I'm tripping over my words. For fuck's sake, why is this? I have no idea. Every fucking time you fucking start this, it fucking goes off. No input selected. Fuck off, you cunt. Sorry about the language there, people, but this halfway through it always cuts out. I have no fucking idea why it does that. Anyway, the recording is still going, the main recording. That's all we need, people. We don't need no fucking backup. This is going to be perfect. Anyway, every fucking episode, isn't it? It's every fucking episode. Those gigs that run every 6 months have become like a real event for the area. So it was kind of nice to kind of do that and do that gig, and long may it continue, he says. Also, the other day, I'd never done this before. Here's Benny boy, moving into the fucking 21st century. I got my first Uber the other day. I know, I've never done it before. I've never, yeah, I know it's like I know it's just like everybody goes, hey man, I'm in my Uber, I'm Uber, you know. But I've never booked an Uber before. I know. Here I am being dragged into the 21st century, kicking and screaming. I had to go somewhere on the train My car was in. My car was in for its MOT. It passed with flying colours, by the way. The worst thing about that is, right, I took the car in for an MOT. If it passed with flying colours, and then they say, there's always something else. There's always fucking something else. And they go, oh, there's a slight split in your window wipers. Do you want them replaced? And I was like, okay, just replace them. 42 fucking quid for two window wipers on the front. And you're thinking, well, Ben, why didn't you just buy some from Halfords or somewhere like that, or a motoring centre, and just replace them yourself? I've fucking been bitten like that before. I've been burned at that fucking stake before, people. Because you think it's going to be easy to replace your fucking window wipers, but it's not, because they don't make it easy anymore. There's clips and fucking everything. I have no idea how to take them off in the first place. And you end up sitting watching YouTube videos of how to change window fucking wipers, and you can just like get them done at Halfords for a tenner. They'll fit them for a tenner. And you just think, fuck it. I might as well just pay the tenner. I swear to God, they are manufacturing out being able to be a man these days. That's it. You know, like if I said that to my grandparents, that I paid another man to change window wipers on the car for me, they would think I was possibly, you know, not as masculine as I should be. You know, at least I would be non-binary, I think, in their eyes. Not that that's not a masculine thing to be. But surely by definition it's not, is it? I don't know. Write in with your thoughts on that. To show my exposed bigotry there. But surely non-binary is, that's the whole idea of non-binary, isn't it? But yeah, so they just manufacture out everything, so you can't fucking do anything. So working on cars is a masculine trait, is it, Ben? Oh, I don't know. We've gone down a fucking rabbit hole here, haven't we? Okay, sweetheart, you know how to change your oil and give your car a service. Well done. But 99% of women don't. Actually, they do, Ben. Oh, God. We're getting in trouble all the time. Anyway, so they manufacture out so you can't do anything on your car except fucking clean it and clean the mats inside. Everything is fucking high tech. You know, I remember having a shitty old Vauxhall Nova. It was an A-Reg Vauxhall Nova, A34XNH. That was the registration. I had that fucking thing, and I could do everything on there. You know, I could change stuff. It wouldn't fuck up. You know, you don't have to get it reset every time you gave it a service. The fucking computer. There was no computer in there. There was a fucking radio. And I don't even think it had a radio, actually. It didn't even have a radio. It was a bog standard Vauxhall Nova. It was a horrible, horrible green colour, like an olive green. It wasn't cool, but it got me about. I think I was about 18, 19 when I had that car. It got me about. It didn't even have a radio in it. It had a heater just about. At one point, there was a leak in the floor, and I had to rip out all the carpet in the floor, so it had bare metal floor, and the leak continued, and I'd get in the car, and there'd be fucking ice on the floor, like on the bare metal floor, where the condensation had built up. And, tricky times, people. That passed its MOT as well. Holy shit, however it did that, I have no idea. Anyway, so yeah, because they want you to get the fucking service plan, so they make it as hard as possible, or you need special tools to take everything apart. So you can't do it anymore. So you have to keep taking it down to the service center. And every time you take it down there to either get MOT'd, serviced, or anything like that, just a little bit. Just a little bit of your masculinity dies until you turn into a fucking pussy and you're getting men, other men, bigger men, stronger men to do things for you. Aren't you? The next minute, you've got somebody coming around cleaning your windows. Then you've got somebody fucking doing your decorating for you. Yeah. The next minute, you're sitting in a corner watching somebody humping your wife because you can't even do that properly anymore. I don't know how that works. Does that work like that? I have no idea. Anyway, yeah. So back to Uber. It was the first ever ride. It was the easiest experience I've ever had in my life. The easiest experience. And I'm old school when I get in a taxi. I'm old school. I get in the front seat, yeah? I'm not a child. I'm not like, royalty being ferried around. I don't sit in the back seat. I sit up front with a driver because I like that uncomfortable experience of trying to chat to somebody when they don't particularly understand me. Oh, it's brutal. I haven't took a taxi in ages. It's one of the most brutal experiences I've ever had in my life, that Uber ride. I gave him the fucking 5 stars. I gave him a £2 tip. There you go. Keep that. But that 15-minute journey from the train station to where I needed to go was one of the most painful experiences I have ever had in my fucking life. I wish I'd have sat in the back. I have totally reassessed everything about taking a taxi in the future. I'm going to sit in the back, yeah? I'm going to sit in the back, I'm going to sit on my phone, and I'm not going to engage anybody in conversation. I don't know where the guy was from. I think he told me. I think it was Lithuania, something like that. But I tried to engage him in conversation. I'm terrible with accents because obviously I'm English and we don't bother even computing other accents in this country because that's what we do, baby, isn't it? That's what we do. We just, if somebody doesn't have the exact accent from where we're from, we will either A, try to do their accent back to them. we all do that, don't we? Or B, just like not really comprehend or try and adopt their accent. And so because we think us speaking in their accent will somehow make them understand. That's what we do, isn't it? Or we just, speak back to them in broken English. Broken English because, they're going to understand that so much better than us enunciating and clearly saying something in an English accent. It was one of the most painful experiences I've ever had trying to engage with him. I think he was talking about his kids at one point. I have no idea. At least I hope he was. Because like he said, they were 14 or something. I hope it wasn't his wife. That's basically it. And me going, oh, that must be lovely. Must be lovely having kids that age. Yeah. Oh, your wife's 14. Oh, well, that completely changes this. 1-star review. Anyway, you know what I liked about the Uber shit? You know what I liked about that shit? I liked, I'll tell you, I liked the fact you can track where it is before it comes to see you. I like that. I want to know what my Uber driver's doing, even when I'm not paying for the journey. I want to be kept up to date. It's like some sort of surveillance system they've got going where you can track where the car is. It's 200 meters away. Oh, my God, it's so exciting when you see it. I love that. That's what taxis in the old days are missing, man. That's what they're missing. That stalking factor. Ah, dear. So if I ever need an Uber again, I am going to fucking book one. Fuck normal taxi firms now. All you do, I had to book, the last time I booked a taxi, I booked one and it went through to an answer machine and it was kind of weird. So I like the I like the fact that I can track them, and that they're not lying to me that they're on another job. There was always that in the back of your head, wasn't it? Ah, we can be there in 5 minutes, and then there's no accountability if they're 20 minutes late and they're going, oh, I got stuck in traffic. Whereas with an Uber, you can say, I can see you. I can see you waiting outside that school for your fucking wife dropping her home. Let's have a little bit of tea. I must admit, though, I did see a post, actually, about the old Uber thing, saying that with modern technology, that we're getting more distanced, and we actually have less human contact. Like, you know, like supermarkets, you have the till that you serve, your self-service tills, and everything is distancing us from humans. You know, like even like online customer services, you have bots doing all that sort of shit. And to be honest, I'm not unhappy about that. I don't want to have dealings with people all the time. All I want to do is have dealings with people when shit goes wrong. That's all I want. Everything else, I can fucking, you know, take it or leave human contact. I would quite easily go into all stores and they're automated, pick up the shit I want and scan it and get the fuck out. I don't want to see or deal with, have any human interaction whatsoever when I'm shopping. I never go through the normal tills because, you know, like there's some old biddy on there who's been working there for like 30 years. You know, she's on a 10-hour shift. She's been stuck on the till all day. All she wants to do is rabbit all fucking day, ask you about your shit. I hate that when people are putting through your shopping and they start commenting on it. I'm about to eat that, sweetheart, soon. Yeah, that is, you know, oh, these look nice. Yeah, it's all going to be consumed by me and come out of my asshole as shit. How's that working for you? Is that okay? I don't know. I just don't, you know, I want to go in with my shopping, food shopping especially, go in food shopping. I want a till on my own, self-service. That's what they ought to do. They ought to have a self-service thing for people who actually don't want people next to them. That's the worst thing about the self-service tills, when you get somebody next to you and their shopping starts kind of spilling over onto your bit and you just want to pick up their bag and throw it over the other side. Respect people's spaces, my friend. Yeah? Personal space. There we go. Yeah, I'm quite happy about that. I could quite happily live my life with no human social contact whatsoever. I've always said this. I'd be a fucking great guy on a desert island. Fucking unbelievable. Nobody fucking getting in your way. You know, just sitting there. I'd take a few books with me. Just read a few books. If you had an unlimited supply of books or a Kindle or something like that and you had Wi-Fi and you could just download books whenever you want and you're on a desert island, if you're stranded on a desert island, you'd just probably, you'd probably just FaceTime somebody, wouldn't you? That'd be the worst Castaway film ever, wouldn't it? Somebody gets cast away onto a desert island and they've got an iPad and still got Wi-Fi, but they choose to be alone. You know, ships going by and that sort of thing. They're not making a sign saying help in the sand, are they? It just says fuck off, leave me. they've constructed a massive sign on the beach out of driftwood that simply says, leave me alone. That's what I always got about that Tom Hanks Castaway film. When he returns to reality or normality or the normal world and his missus has already married somebody else, She's got a kid with this other person. She's still kind of in love with Tom Hanks's character. Why doesn't he just go back, you know, go to the local supermarket, pick up another fucking volleyball, paint a face on it. That's the end of the film. You just see him waiting in line on a plane just with a fucking volleyball under his arm. He's just completely lost faith in society. That would be the way how I would have ended that film. Just him just next to a plane, just undoing a few bolts on the wing with a volleyball under his arm. Ah, dear. I don't know, man. Anyway, other stuff that's been going on this week. There has been uproar, a furore, people. Talking about the environment earlier, as we were. Somebody has chopped down a tree and people aren't liking it. I know, this has made huge headlines in the UK. If you are not from the UK, we value our trees in the UK. There was the Sycamore Gap tree, which is now gone, as seen in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which is up north somewhere. So God knows what way. That's the bit where they're walking. Him and Morgan Freeman are walking home. Morgan Freeman goes to pray. Kevin Costner's Robin Hood is left fighting people on his own by the tree where the kid climbs up. Away from the sheriff's men and Guy of Gisborne. That is the tree. That was an actual real-life tree, but it's up north somewhere. So they must have gone from Dover right up north, because you've got the White Cliffs of Dover there, then right up north and then down to Nottingham as well. But anyway, that was about a 300-year-old tree. Somebody's chopped it down. Just like killed it, really, haven't they? It was nice, though. It did look nice. It was a very picturesque scene. It sort of like went into a hollow. It's next to Hadrian's Wall, which, I don't know, was that wall taller, Hadrian's Wall? Because it seems like the most pointless wall that's ever been made. I know it was meant to keep out the Scots, wasn't it? From the Scots. That's right, isn't it? Yeah, that's not offensive to Scottish people, is it? It's meant to keep out the Scots, wasn't it? Or the Celts, as they were probably known then, from the north. But it's like, I don't know how tall people were back then, or whether Scottish people at that time were about 3 foot tall, but the wall is tiny. I imagine it was higher than that, but it seems the most really the Scottish people are going to get there. They're all bravehearting their fucking tits off. They got blue paint all over their face, and they get to that wall and go, whoa, fuck it, we're not going to be able to cross this shit. We'll never get over this. This is did they have signs up saying trespassers will be prosecuted? And that was it. And they were, even back then in Roman times, there was fucking red tape and bureaucracy to get round. Is that it? And the Scots were like, no, we can't go any further than this. We've been told this is the wall. We'll never get over that shit. Because you can literally sort of like step over it, or at least easily climb over it. But anyway, the tree's been cut down. It was very picturesque. This is what people do, isn't it? You know, God knows what those people are thinking. Everybody wants to lynch them. And quite rightly so, to be perfectly honest. It does, it was, you know, when you see the pictures of it, I know I'm a cynical old bastard most of the time, but when you see the pictures of it, it does look beautiful. It does look very nice. And now that is gone. They've arrested a 60-year-old guy and a 16-year-old kid in connection with it, which seems odd. It seems like, you know, if they're friends, the least of their worries is chopping down trees, I think. That is an odd, whether they're related or not, I have no idea. It seems a shame that that's happened. That's something else. I know it was made famous in the film or whatever. I never went there. I saw it in the film. I remember seeing it in the film, but I never knew it was like a major sort of like landmark or tree of the year in 2016 or whatever. I want to know what's won tree of the year since then. That's what I want to know. What's tree of the year this year? Who knew that was a thing? I didn't even know that was a thing, tree of the year. But and what happens, what distinguishes, like, surely if you win it tree of the year and it's still going the next year, has another one had a certain, you know, growth spurt? Because trees grow quite slowly. And people who are judging that competition, this is tree of the year. Oh, right, okay. Okay, what about this year? Well, that tree has fucking let itself go. Look at it. Absolutely let itself go. It has been outclassed by this other 200-year-old tree over here, which has really blossomed into its old age. Oh, dear. People will fucking vote for anything, won't they? People will fucking vote for it. How can it be tree of the year 1 year and then the next year suddenly it's outclassed by something else? Oh, dear. Somebody's trying to generate some fucking money there, aren't they? With sponsorship for those awards. Oh, dear. What are we on? Anyway, yeah, it's a bit of a shame. It's just a little bit more beauty gone out of the world, isn't it? Taken too early. It's just like... it's a bit of a shame, isn't it? That's one thing I do love about this country. I love the fucking countryside. Yeah, I'm not one of these, you know, watch country file on fucking TV. When you go out, and like this morning, when I went out this morning and the sun was coming up and it's been raining lately, you know, like it's been quite a wet summer and that. You've got the greenery, you've got the sunshine coming through, but you've got that fucking greenery coming through as well. I fucking love this country for that. You see the hedgerows, you see the green fields and all that sort of shit. Fuck, it makes you be proud. Proud to be English, British. Didn't it? Bring back the empire, that's what I say. No, not those sort of thoughts. But it makes you proud to be fucking, you know, from here, doesn't it? There's some beautiful places and it's just one more place that's been destroyed by fucking pricks, isn't it? Although what they ought to do, somebody had replanted a sapling there or something like that. And that got dug up by the council because all they wanted to do was say, the new tree's mine. And then they do an interview with a person who fucking plants that. And he's all like, I just wanted to help other people. No, you didn't. You just wanted that fucking tree to stay there. So you had like, you know, some sort of legacy to leave other than working in a fucking shit job and banging out about 8 kids. Yeah. That's all you wanted. You wanted it to be a reflection on you. You wanted to be remembered. So the old council have dug that up. And he was like, hey, I was just doing something for everybody else. No, you were doing it for you. You know what you were doing, didn't you? Anyway, it's a shame. What a low point to end on this podcast. But, you know, I imagine they'll plant something else or do something else with it. You know, put a fucking wind farm fan there. Hey, but we found out it's really windy through that little passage. They can start fucking earning some money, generating some cash for the council. What they ought to do is sell off bits of that tree and generate some cash that way. You see, put it on a little pendant, that sort of thing, you know, wooden handle. Gardening rake handle. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just throwing out ideas there. Anyway, that is episode 309 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I shall be back next Sunday, motherfuckers. Have a good week. Don't go chopping down any fucking trees, you naughty little scamps out there. Although, you know, it probably, you know, that has minutely warmed up the environment with the carbon that it's not consuming and thus saving us all electricity. So, you know, you know, it's a balancing act, isn't it? How many trees do we have to cut down for it to have reasonable weather in this country where we don't have to put on the heating ever? It's a difficult dilemma, isn't it? Have a good week, motherfuckers. I'll speak to you next Sunday. Take care.